I did. On the phone, I forgot. I get up in the moment.
You didn't call her today?
I did.
Oh, okay.
I just didn't. I wanted to have everyone wish her a happy birthday.
Oh, man.
We want a happy birthday around there. It's hard to say. So I've got Belushi Speedball plus a new member. We'll introduce her first, and she got shafted on the introduction the last three shows.
I forgot! Daniel Neal.
He's wandering the streets looking for his car, maybe. Would you like to introduce yourself into the phone?
Hey, I'm Jazzy. I'm playing bass for Belushi Speedball now.
How long have you been playing bass for Belushi Speedball?
My whole life.
Yeah. For a few months, I guess. The first show I played was the one at Careless Lounge,
the Girl Gang show. Yeah.
And one never truly knows who's a member of the band.
Yeah, yeah, 25
years. It's just like a member of the band.
We got 25 members. Tony, you've been a member. You sing with me.
Yeah, but sometimes you have
I smell bad.
Sometimes you have like members who are there, and then people who just rotate in and out as you all.
Yeah. No, Jazzy's with us.
But now it's an official
member
thing.
Am I?
Yes! She's like, am I?
Yes, but the thing with Speedball is, like, if we get a good show off, for me and Diablo are going to play it, even if it's just me and Diablo. So that's kind of the thing. So, you know, Jazzy's always invited to play with us. Plus, we're going on tour in July, if you want to go on tour with us.
Oh, when?
July 10th. It hasn't been booked yet.
That's it. See, that's a great thing to talk about on the podcast, Vinny.
Yeah, you want to go on tour with us, Jazzy? Give me an answer right now.
I'll be in Vegas.
Josh, come over here.
That's fine.
Come over here.
No, we'll be in Vegas.
Oh.
We go to Vegas July
11th.
Yeah, we'll tour Vegas.
Yeah, just do it. Just do Vegas.
I want to introduce Josh. So this is Josh, Jazzy's husband. He's a friend of our band's.
Hello.
We're friends with him.
And cameraman extraordinaire.
Cameraman extraordinaire.
Hey, Daniel Neal.
I have long arms.
Come on, Daniel Neal.
Daniel, we're doing an interview.
Daniel Neal. The last time when I interviewed them, it was at Metal Monday. And I was like, Daniel, I love Daniel Neal. He's very timid. Such a timid
guy. I want to be best friends with him.
Like, he's like that guy, just like, you just want to see him at least once a day.
Yeah, so Speedball's got two different drummers that we switch in and out. So we got Ryan, we got Daniel Neal.
Ryan actually messaged me because he thought he was playing this show. So he was
insane.
Oh, no. And drummer.
Yeah.
Sorry. Does that ever get confusing, or is it just
having
a bag of tricks?
We know.
You're like, I don't have one drummer. Let me see if I got another one.
No, on Diablo's phone, there are 8 band threads based on different combinations. That's not exaggeration.
So this is like a Belushi Speedball matrix with alternate realities where anything is truly possible at your old whim.
Yeah. Yeah, Belushi Speedball 9, it's coming soon.
Come on, Daniel Neal.
So
get a little closer.
Speedball 9, it's just going to be nothing, because 9 is German for no.
It's not going to be on Sega Genesis.
That's heavy. Sega, I wish.
Can we get one on Game Gear, please?
I look, dude, it's expensive. That would cost me $100 a cartridge to do.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I was really surprised, though, when you put it up on Facebook. I was like,
Game Boy Advance, he actually did it. It actually works. It's really quiet. Like, it's not. It works.
Now, one thing.
Speedball and Mono.
One thing I want to talk about.
Daniel, come here. Introduce yourself to the podcast.
Say, tell them who you are again, Daniel Neal.
My name's Daniel, and I play drums for Belushi Speedball part two.
I'm Senor Diablo. Yeah, I do adult part shit.
Daniel, I've just been calling it Speedball, Belushi Speedball.
I thought we had 2 and 4.
We do, but I've been calling it Belushi Speedball.
Well, whatever he wants to call
If you came to more of these interviews, Daniel Neal, you would be
in on this.
You know what's going on.
Yeah, we decided that last interview.
Now, one thing I definitely want to ask you all about, when you all started doing Speedball a few years ago.
It'll be 5 in August.
Okay, 5 years.
Yeah.
From year one to tonight, that was one of the most aggressive crowds I've ever seen. And when you looked at them, you looked them all straight in the face and said, I want to see you fuck this place up. And I'm like, management somewhere was like, oh, God.
Yeah.
And they did. They fucking kicked out ceiling tiles, punched people out. They were fucking like, somebody like broke all the coke machines.
I said the right story. I was like, Ryan, the tiles are really messed up. He's like, we'll just push them back. I was like, what about the coke machine? He's like, that guy wants it to break because Pepsi will give him a new one. They said.
But how does it make you feel as an artist to see where Belushi Speedball started and to see that, you know, where you are today?
So it initially started with me listening to a lot of Toxic Holocaust.
Which is great.
And so I was writing a bunch of thrash metal by myself, and I said, you know what, I'm just going to make an album. I'm just going to do it. So I made the first EP by myself, and it's bad. Like,
it's on YouTube.
It's rough, yeah. I used the line out. I turned down Meshuggah, the distortion setting on line 6. And then I recorded that way, and then I convinced my buddy Alex to play drums on it. Because I didn't play it. Click. There's parts on that where he has to, like, we had to, like, overdub a cymbal in there, so you would literally have to have 5 arms. But anyways, point is, short story. It started as that. Then we got the album and the band. And then the rest is history. So I don't know, man. It's just snowballed. I never thought we would actually be.
Did you think you would have? Because that is when you see those montages of like hardcore documentaries. That's the kind of shit that they shoot to get the montage. The fucking the ridiculous crowd surfing, people kicking out ceiling tiles.
Did we get any of that like, on film, Diablo?
Yes, there. I got some of.
Oh, Julie filmed it on Facebook's. And you got it.
Yeah, I got some.
Yeah, man, that was fun. I felt famous again. Jazzy, how'd you feel on that show?
It was awesome. I think that, I don't know, anytime you bring bass into a band, it's going to make it a little bit heavier. And, yeah, I think, I mean, it needs it.
Yeah, the band sucked until I joined.
Well, no.
I'm just carrying the dead weight for these losers.
Belushi needs a bass. Like, it needs bass.
Yeah.
Well, it takes some of that pressure off of Vinny.
Yeah.
So he can
just do whatever he wants. He can just noodle around and...
Yeah. Is that what you said? You're just noodling around?
Yeah. He's
just
noodling.
Daniel, what do you think? That show tonight.
It was scary, though. I hid behind the...
What's your thought about the snowball effect? Come here, Daniel. Snowball effect. Get here. About
like, Daniel, you are safe behind your drums.
Where we've came to this point, to where we're having violent shows. What do you think?
Yeah, like, that was for a real violent show.
That's fun. I like it.
Like, there's
you like violence?
Not in general.
There are some kids out there that need some hugs from their mom and dad. Really bad.
Josh, what do you think about that show? You were out there.
He was
filming it the whole thing.
Oh, we got that on the cameras?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God.
That's going to be fun. It was fun.
Ooh. But I'll tell you what, though. As a lifelong Louisvillian, it did bring joy to my heart to see kids dance so fucking hard that I thought one kid was going to have a heart attack. Honest God, he like got down on one knee and like had his hand on his chest. I was like, he's either praying or he's about to die. But either way, he's having a great time.
I can't. Well, I think part of that too is that we haven't done an all ages show since
Dick Titty's last show. Yeah.
Well, here it was Dick Titty's, but I think October at the Mammoth was our last all ages. Uh-huh. But and so we haven't done a Spinelli show since what was that? Was that May?
That was like August. Into summer.
August. Okay. Yeah. So you
August
figured,
3rd.
So you figure August 3rd was the last time we were here. So, like, those kids haven't really gotten a chance to see us since then.
We only did 3 all-ages shows last year. It was February 25th, and then April 28th, and then August 3rd.
You guys should do more all-ages shows.
Yeah, we try to. But, you know, that comes down to – it's crazy that he knows all that. Yeah, we want to. We love it. It's just, like – so we really like playing Kaiju a lot, too, and that's our home.
It is. That's one thing. They're very welcoming of you guys in there.
Very much so.
They let you fuck that place up. Even though you clean up afterwards, they still... I'm sure there's some bar managers out there that would see that and be like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Not my bar.
Yeah, I agree.
But one thing I have to say that I truly am impressed with on your all's level is that you all are the nicest, heaviest band I've ever met.
No way.
You guys will go out there and slay and then, like... They go out there and just be like shaking hands, be super nice to everybody.
Well,
like,
nobody shook my hand because they didn't even know I was playing bass.
Because they forgot to introduce
me. Yeah, they were just like, oh.
No, actually, I had a couple kids that were like, hey, we got your album last time and we've been listening to it nonstop because I was surprised they knew the songs.
Yeah.
I said that to them. They're like, yeah, I've been spreading it all around Manual High School. Oh, and no. I went, oh, so did you recognize anyone in the band? And they went, yeah.
Oh, no.
Now, how does it work out for you guys? Is it roles in the teaching world in the public school world?
My kids know, and the music's G rated. Like, we never swear in our music, you know.
Often, you don't often swear. No, sometimes, occasionally.
Not in the songs. Live, I do. I do all the time in between songs. All
right, so then
there's
Tony Melito. It's Buck. I say I don't give a buck, like the dollar.
God.
Yeah, I was surprised too. That's
he just
real.
Tore my argument down before it ever even left my mouth.
I was like,
but there's that
say,
one!
No, I say Buck. Now, live, I do swear.
Now, if you would have played Tony Melito tonight, there wouldn't be a Spinelli's downstairs.
I was thinking about it, but then the kid was like, play Sloppy, because I was about to do Tony Melito.
I knew that one.
And I know.
Do all the ones she doesn't know, then nobody will know if she's in the band.
Hey, but I haven't ever had a song request.
What?
One time, and it doesn't count. It was Tony. You don't count.
That was just because I pestered you every day for like 3 weeks.
For Smitty, it's the only song request I ever got was from Tony, but like Tony like is a fan of ours. That was a rando.
Yeah, it's nice when somebody you don't know is like, hey, play that song you wrote, and you're like, okay.
Especially because it's not even recorded yet. Like, that means he had to know it from us last time.
Yeah, batteries. Yeah.
It is batteries. It's not out.
It's on like YouTube, probably.
No.
You guys have a YouTube video?
Live.
So this cat's sitting at his desk every day watching you all on YouTube. Yeah. So, Vinny, what do you guys got coming up?
In April, we're releasing the album on Game Boy. And it's actually under Gubby Records.
Like, I saw that.
They're putting it out for us, so it's really cool. Yeah, so that's what. And then February 2nd, we got a show.
And you guys are playing with fucking Vader Bomb.
Vader Bomb.
Wow.
It's just going to be us trying to outdo each other.
Oh my God. So,
yeah, I'm not allowed to say this, but I met a member from Vader Bomb. Of course, he had his mask on, so I didn't know who he was today. And he was telling us that he had a very similar idea to what we did. And I go, well, I don't want to tell you what we're doing. He's like, but Groundhog's Day. That's all I'm going to say. Groundhog's Day.
We should dress up like Vader Bomb.
Hey, Ned.
We should dress up like Vader Bomb? You totally missed what I was talking about. That's even funnier.
All right, slow down. You guys are making my editing way worse.
Like, just go back and forth. Oh, my God. That's genius.
You want to do, like, a battle of the bands and set up together?
Not even, like we should come out as them and then walk back in and then they come out as us.
Yeah.
And then go back in.
You guys just trade off songs.
Yeah. And just keep, like, swinging out and playing the same
song. I've
been
looking for a reason to buy a luchador mask, so...
Oh, yeah.
That was another Belushi Speedball interview. It's always fun. We got some new people in today. They have a new bassist. I know this for a fact.
She is the best bassist in Louisville.
In
fact, Les Claypool once was like...
Before she was even old enough to buy cigarettes, and we had to contemplate sneaking her into bars to go play.
Yeah, I was telling Vinny about that, how we had to play at Wix, and I had big X's on my hands. They made me sit in a corner.
Let me ask you. So from that point, not to steal your interview, from that point until now, have you changed with your musical style?
Oh, a lot.
Yeah. I've definitely had to adapt to the speedball speed.
Yeah.
And it was a lot. I felt like it was a lot tighter. It was faster.
Yeah, because then people are going to be like, oh, yeah.
Today.
Yeah,
I had never played with Daniel before.
Yeah.
So it was faster.
It's really fat, too. Yeah. Like that tone with his feet. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
It was like awesome to keep rhythm to, though.
Dirty Mike and the Boys?
Yeah.
When he's going to town on that
part? Yeah.
Oh, it's so dirty. It's so dirty, Mike.
And Mr. Krabs, because you hit it, and then he does like the double bass like for each note.
Oh my God, his guitar went so out of tune during that.
Oh yeah, it was real. I thought it was me, and I was like, am I playing the wrong thing?
No.
Yeah.
I felt it go out of tune.
In the audience, you can't really hear it. Like, yeah. Everybody's screaming, and it's just...
Yeah. I was like, ooh.
I would have
went to tune, it was like, it was in, it was like D sharp. Like, it drops. Like, yeah. All right.
I want to thank Belushi Speedball and company for putting on an amazingly aggressive show.
Diablo, what do you have to add
about that? You got anything for Diablo show?
Josh's company. We're Belushi Speedball. He's a Belushi Speedball and company.
Diablo, what do you have to add?
Company? Yeah, he's company.
Company. Diablo, news about the show.
News about what's Three's company?
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
Yeah. Which is the best Mr. Turley? The Don Knotts or the Norman Fell?
Don Knotts. I think that's pretty...
Is that even a question?
How many knots is it blowing outside?
It's about three Dons right now.
Three Dons.
Moving quickly to five Dons.
Diablo, really quick.
You got anything coming out?
All right, 3, 2, 1, self-plug. Filmed for season 4 intro show tonight. Be like May premiere, right? But between then and now, do the whole tour movie with Dick Titty Blood Punch.
Waiting for that.
There have been little pieces
and clips. They should.
How much do you remember from the tour?
A lot.
I hope everything.
Oh.
Adam ate a hot dog off my hat.
He remembers tour because he was the only one that was sober.
Mm-hmm. He's like, well, yeah.
Nobody else remembers tour.
Yeah, I can't drink and play.
Because we weren't. He wouldn't drink.
That's a rare talent, Vinny. The rest of us have to.
Tony, thank you for interviewing us.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it. Tonight was amazingly fun. Hopefully, Spinelli's will have you guys back. I'm sure they will. Maybe they'll just take out all the ceiling tiles next time.
Oh.